こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、Google アシスタントにジョン・レジェンドの声が登場しました。これは期間限定のサービスで、Hey Google、レジェンドみたいに話してというと、アシスタントの声が一部ジョン・レジェンドに切り替わります。事前に用意された答え以外にも、ウェーブネットを使用して自然なトーンで答えることが可能です。アシスタントの声にセレブが登場するのは初の試みです。
Google Assistant has just added John Legend's voice. For a limited time, users can say, Hey Google, talk like a legend. And Google Assistant will begin talking in his voice. In addition to answering with pre-recorded responses, the assistant can respond using WaveNet technology to mimic his voice.This is the first time they have featured a celebrity's voice on Google Assistant.
そう、天気予報とかをジョン・レジェンドの声で教えてくれたり、まあ事前に録音してる答えがあるから、彼自身についての質問とか、まあ奥さんについての質問とかをすると、普通に答えてくれるっていう。
So some of the answers are pre-recorded answers.
Yeah.
Can people tell the difference? Did you hear
between
it?
What?
Like the pre-recorded ones and the ones that are generated with WaveNet.
Oh, no. まあでも、あれみたいなやつでしょ？前にほら、オバマとかが言ってないことを言ったように。
That was the Adobe one.
あ、そうだ、Adobe だ。そうそうそう。ああいうことだから。普通にまあ本人が話してるように。自然な。だからその事前に録音した音源を無理やりつなぎ合わせるとロボットみたいになっちゃうけど、もうウェーブネットを使ってるから、Google が前に発表した電話で予約するサービスみたいな。あれも、こういうディープラーニング使って自然な波長で、音声を作れるってやつだったけど。
Have they tried using that to...call someone as John Legend. It's like, hey man, it's John.
They could do that. Yeah, they could probably do that easily,
the,
right?
The next level.
Yeah.
オレオレ詐欺。
これ、みんなは結構考えたことあったのかもしれないくて、私だけかもしれないんだけど、このアシスタント、そうだから、そうそうそう、それこそアシスタントの声がセレブでできるっていうのを、今までなんかあんまり発想として考えたことなくて、あ、そっか。こういうのできるのかと思った。だから今回はまあジョン・レジェンドだし、しかも期間限定でアメリカ国内のみだから、まあ限定的ではあるんだけど、今後例えばこういう人こういう人ってね、追加されたりとか、まあ期間限定じゃなくてもうずっと誰かの声選べるとか、それこそこう十分な音声データさえあれば誰でもいいわけだから、自分の彼氏とかさ、なんか女子高生とか喜びそうじゃない？ちょっとキモいかな。
It's weird, no? Would you want that? Would you want to hear yourself on your husband's iPhone?
いや、ちょっと嫌だね。確かにね、キモいね。嫌だね。まあでも好きなアイドルとかだったら絶対嬉しい人はいっぱいいるよね。
What voice should the assistant have? Shouldn't it be your own voice, though?
え？
Because your phone is kind of like part of your...mind.
It's becoming part of your mind.
And then, well, when you sit there, you hear your internal sort of dialogue voice. If you pay enough attention, you start to hear, like you can hear your thoughts in a voice. It's like a slightly higher pitched version of your actual voice while you're thinking.
Do you actually use language when you're thinking?
Yeah, of course. How else are you thinking?
なんかもうちょっとコンセプトっぽいか、え、そんな文字で全部考えてんの？考え事するとき、あ、今日の夜ご飯は何にしようかなみたいな感じで、
not as clearly or as explicit、it's not constructed with the same syntax you would use if you were communicating to someone else、it's a different kind of writing, but you can write that wayAnd people have written books where they write their thinking monologue, and people agree that that's how it feels. You know what I mean?
でもそれ、まあ、仮にそうだとしても、考えることを全部文字で 構築してたとしてもアシスタントって答えをくれるわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
それが自分の声で返ってくるってその自分が知らなかった情報を自分の声で得るって気持ち悪くない?
Well, we think of our phones as being separate from us. I mean, they are. But you separate someone from their phone and they're very uncomfortable and they feel like part of their brain is missing.
そうなんだけど。
So I think eventually your assistant will have your internal dialogue voice. And that would
right.
be the most natural. Why would it sound like some stranger? Like, who is Siri?
Who is this lady? 脳内に埋め込まれてる状態で、もう音を聞かなくても、脳内で勝手にアシスタントとやり取りしてるみたいな。だから自分が考えてるのと同じ要領でアシスタントの、の答えが知らない間に自分も受け取ってるみたいになったら、まあ確かにわかるけど、こういうふうに携帯でさ、じゃあ明日の天気マミー明日の天気何ってマミーが聞くってことじゃん。そしたらマミーの声で明日の天気はでキモくない、
yeah. Well, the only reason why you can't answer the question is because you have to go to your phone. But if someone asks you, then you go to your phone, and then you answer that person.
Yeah, but
as if you're that assistant, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but.でもやっぱだって一回私を返してるからねそれでも
This distinction is it began thousands of years ago、where like people thought that you couldn't read without speaking、
right.
out loud、
yeah.
right? And、
うん、言いたいことは分かるんだけど普通に現実的に考えてだってさ使いたいじゃあシリの声
not right now, but
シリの声マイケルにできるよって言われたそれ使ってる人見たときにさこいつやべえやつだなって思わない
Okay, well if you had Neuralink imagine you had Neuralink and it's in your mind、
うん、
would you have it sound like your internal dialogue? Or would you have a split personality where part of your brain is Siri and part of your brain is mommy and they negotiate things
まあでも確かにアシスタントっていう存在なんだったら違う声の方がいい分かりやすくないだって I'll get confused どっちも自分の声だったらなんかわけわかんなくなりそうじゃない
well, people thought that their own internal voice was actually not their own thoughts they thought、
right.
that they were listening、
right.
so that's where concepts like God or the Holy Ghost、came from and so people across a lot of different cultures have had this notion that there's some spirit traveling with them
or they
the
actually heard them
You
never know.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have an explanation for consciousness, so we don't have an explanation
either. 携帯に入ってるとしたら誰の声がいい? If you could choose. If you could make a request to Google.
Hmm. Adriana Lee, no. I don't actually love her voice that much.
失礼。
失礼。I like her voice,
it's
cute.Yeah, I can't see. If my lock screen was also Adriana Lima, then it would work.
Right.
But I tend towards like space stuff lately.
Hmm.
Maybe like HAL 9000, right? HAL 9000, they had to come up with a voice for HAL 9000.
Right.
Not in real life, but they had to come up with a voice for the movie for the AI that would seem...
AI-ish?
Yeah, if HAL 9000 had a really high-pitched voice...
Yeah.
While it's killing people
or
with robots.
Or way too friendly とか、
mm.
やだよね。ちょっと、まあ怖くないもんね。
What do you prefer? I mean, you've got the male Siri. It's still、mm. called Siri, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so Siri... Yeah. でも確かにね、別に顔見えないから Alex Skarsgård じゃなくてもいい。
Did you see that they created...
もう誰でもいい。
Did you see that they created some, like a gender neutral AI assistant voice?
Huh. How does that sound?
Well.
What does that mean?
Kind of.
もっと機械っぽいってことじゃん?
No.
Huh.
It kind of sounds like someone who went through hormone therapy and their voice. Kind of, because it has this.
Right, like in the middle って感じ。
Weird tonal quality where it's in the middle. I mean, there are,、mm. there are men who have kind of a...
Like David Beckham. And women with deep voice, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Doesn't okay. matter. Like, do you get better results?
でも Google 使ってる人の方が多分ね、アシスタントもっと使ってるじゃん、きっと。Siri よりは。だから、
You think Apple will do it too? I have Oprah's voice. Or like, Bono.
Why?
I don't know, isn't that the Apple lineup?
あ、そういうこと?
No?
I don't know.
Don't you think there will be a market for this though? Like, it will be like line stamps or something, or stickers.
Yeah, yeah, あるでしょうね。
You can pay money. Like celebrities will sell a license for their voice to be emulated.
特に AKB とかジャニーズなんてもう一番それで儲かるんじゃないの?
They're already doing that, no?
Not with this, but...
But they have like... They have some alarm clock where some like AKB girl is like... Koji da yo, or something.
知らないけど。いや、でもできるよね、絶対ね。で、欲しい人はいっぱいいると思うよね、多分。次。先週月曜日、The LeBrant Fam という YouTuber の夫婦がエイプリルフール用に投稿した動画が炎上し、専門家が懸念を示す事態となっています。動画では、夫婦が6歳の娘に対し、仕事やお稽古で忙しく、もう世話ができないので、ペットの犬を手放さなければいけない。誰にあげるか決めていいよ、などと伝え、娘が突っ伏して泣いている様子が映っています。泣いている娘に対し、父親が何度もどうしたのと尋ね、カメラに向かって説明させようとしたり、エイプリルフールだよと伝えた後にも娘が全く笑っていないことから、やりすぎだとの指摘が相次ぎ、夫婦は動画を削除しました。子供の発達を専門とするノースカロライナ大学のステファニー・ザーワス教授は、マッシャブルの取材に対し、親子間の信頼は大変重要です。こうしたドッキリを仕掛けることで信頼は侵食され、一番近くて大切な存在の人が予測不能で残酷なことをすることがあると子供に教えることになりますと述べています。
Last week on Monday, a married couple on YouTube as the LeBrant fam posted an April Fool's video which generated controversy online and concerns among experts. In the video, the parents tell their six-year-old daughter, we're giving our dog Carl away to someone else. Because we feel like we can't take good enough care of him at our house. We feel like we're always gone, we're always filming, we're out and about or at dance competitions all day, and we're always just busy doing stuff. When the daughter begins crying, the father asks, what's wrong? And tells the camera it's April Fool's, which fails to cheer her up. After online comments suggested that they had overdone it, the parents deleted the video. Child development expert Stephanie Zerwas of North Carolina University stated the following in an interview with Mashable. The relationship that kids have with their parents is special. It sets the mold for all other relationships in their lives. Building trust between parents and kids is critical. When parents prank their kids, they erode that trust, and they give the message that the people who are closest and most important to you can be unpredictable and cruel.
そう、まあ私はこの YouTuber の家族知らなかったんだけど、880万人フォロワーというかサブスクライバーがいるから結構すごいよね。あの、大量の人が見てる。で、あの、それぞれどれぐらいのサブスクライバーがいると各動画にいくらぐらいお金が、あの、各動画でどれぐらい稼げるのかっていうのを、あの、見積もれるツールみたいのがあって、まあメディアでそれを計算したら、まあこの人たちの場合動画1本で50万円ぐらい稼いでるでしょうって。だからこうお金のためにこういう。
How many videos per month are they?
でもね、結構いっぱいあるし、なんかこの人たち過去にも炎上したことがあって、その時はカリフォルニアの山火事があってみんなが避難しなきゃいけなかった時に、あのこの人たちは避難地域じゃなかったにもかかわらず自分たちがさも避難しなきゃいけなかったかのような動画を作って、まあ、結構本当に避難した人たちから怒られるっていうのがあったんだけど、あの道をこの今回の動画見た？もう今ね、あの削除されちゃってるから他の人がポストしてるやつしかないんだけど、あの
It's like there's no point of deleting stuff. Well, it's just a symbolic gesture, right?
あの、まあ、女の子がソファーでこうプッシュしてずっと泣いてて、 で、確かにね、こうお父さんが What's wrong? What's wrong? って何回も聞くのね。で、うん、What's wrong? もクソもあるかよって感じなんだけど、自分たちが言ったせいで泣いてるわけだから、うん、だから要はカメラに向かって娘の口から説明させたい、その見てる人のために、
うん、
とかこう悲しいとかを言ってほしいわけよ、お父さんはね。だけどまあ娘はもう悲しくてそんな場合じゃないからずっと泣いてて、で今日は何の日でしょう、エイプリルフーだよ、ハハハみたいな感じでみんな笑ってんだけど、その子だけはもう全然なんていうの、もう she's so upset 笑ってる場合じゃないみたいな感じ、
uh-huh.
でしかもこう犬をあげな手放さなきゃいけない理由の一つとして、まあ、この子はダンスをずっとやってるみたいなんだけど、そのお稽古が忙しいからっていうのも理由にしちゃってるから、若干その子自身のせいでもあるみたいなさ、まあ、すごい結構なエモーショナルトラウマになっちゃう感じで、あの謝罪のビデオを出してて、まあその悪いインテンションがあったわけじゃなくて、まあちょっとやりすぎちゃったみたいなこと言って、まあそりゃそうだねっていう感じなんだけど、
They got views.
Yeah, and they made money. But 前にもね、このドッキリがやりすぎっていう問題があって、 YouTube もあのガイドラインを新しくしたりとかしてたけど、やっぱりこう家族だけで撮ってるとか自分だけで家で撮ってると、うん、どれぐらいがやりすぎでどれぐらいがとか、結構第三者の視点がなくなっちゃって分かんなくなっちゃうのかなとはちょっと思った。
Well, the incentives are not based around the well-being of the child、
うん、
It starts to become about the channel and the business, and the child is not involved in the planning of the business, and so they kind of become a pawn in this publicized、
yeah.
mind experiment, which is humiliating. And it's not like, oh, it was April Fool's, so why are you still upset? It's April Fool's, and you were a pawn in our social media scheme、yeah. to
今見たらね、週3本ぐらいはアップしてるね。だから毎週間に少なくとも150万円ぐらいは稼ぐ。
Hmm. They're killing us.
で、専門家の人が言ってたのは、子供っていうのは7歳から11歳の間にやっと皮肉とかダジャレとかを理解できるようになるから、それ以下だとやっぱりこういうのを、まあ、当然子供からしたら面白いとは思わない、単純にすごい意地悪なことされてるって思っちゃうし、7歳から11歳に到達してたとしても子供によっては、まあ、それ当然人によるから、これ面白いと思うか面白くないと思うか、だからこう勝手にこうこれ面白いだろうって親が決めつけても子供にとっては全然違うっていうこともありますよっていう。
Well, kids are weird how they process events.、
うん、
so one thing could happen and you like obsess over it for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, maybe once a month or something. But like you start to collect, you know, 30 to 50 events from like the first 15 years of your life、
うん、
that you kind of refer back to.To kind of define who you are or、
yeah.
give you some sense of stability in your identity. And, you know, because when you can talk to people who are like 40 and they're like, oh, yeah, I remember when I was like 8 years old that like this thing happened. And you can tell it left some imprint on them、
mm.
because it keeps coming up. I don't know if this is one of those things, but it could、
ね、
be.
その、そうで、なんか、この動画他のは見てないんだけど、タイトルだけ見てて、こう妊娠してる時に破水したって旦那さんを騙すみたいなドッキリのビデオとかも上げてんのね、うん、この家族が、
うん、
だからこう、だから確かに絶対悪気がないんだけど、あの悪気がないし、多分 YouTube とかある前から多分あの家族の中では子供になんか意地悪ないたずらしたりしてる人って絶対いたと思うんだよね、自分の楽しみのために、うん、ただこういうふうに800万人見てる人がいて毎週3本動画出さなくちゃいけないから、うん、何かこうみんなが面白いと思うことをやらなくちゃいけないっていう、そのファンの人とか見てる人目線で考え、それだけが優先されちゃうとやっぱりちょっとこういう、まあ、みんなを怒らせる事態になるっていうのは分かる気がするよね。
Well, our brains are very good at optimizing things, systems,、
mm.
to create more money.
Yeah, yeah.
And do so while having other things in the blind spot. It's kind of like what happened to Logan Paul.
Mm.
Remember Logan Paul was in the forest in Japan and he encountered a deceased person. And he made the decision, super dumb decision, and somehow thought like putting that on the internet was a good idea.
Yeah.
And then he's reflected on that and he's, you know, explained how he was caught up in these bad motivations for these right. bad incentives for doing this. And people, I mean, there's always risk. And with pranks, there's a lot of risk
yeah.
too, that the other person won't take it the way you intended.
Yeah. So, だからこういう人が別にみんななんか悪い人とかっていうわけじゃなくて、その瞬間に多分見えてるものが違っちゃってる。その普通だったらやらないことを違う視点から見ちゃってるから気づかないというかさ。
I think it's possible that the daughter could have sort of sensed that it was a prank and then they're like, oh, it's April Fool's and it's like, ha ha ha. But that's not what happened. And it's, you know, it's,
no.
and it's their responsibility to kind of judge that.
Yeah, and like, it's weird because as a third person who has nothing to do with this family, watching this video, I felt so bad for this little girl, right? I don't even know her. But still, I was like, oh no, なんか本当にかわいそうって思っちゃったから、それをこう、確かに彼女に一番近い存在の人がインフリクトしてるっていうのは、まあ見てて笑えるっていうもんではないよね。
And there's also thechild celebrity aspect of
yes,
this whole thing.
Yes, that's another thing.
And then when something like this blows up and becomes, you know, a point of controversy on the internet, you know, I hope that the negative backlash against her parents
yeah.
doesn't make the relationship between her and her parents even worse.
Right.
You know, because...
So, それもあるし、まあ、この家族、この子がダンスやってるから、そのコンペティションの動画とかも上げてて、まあ、あとちっちゃい妹かな、まあ、赤ちゃんがもう一人いて、その子ももちろん動画にめちゃくちゃ登場してるんだよね。で、あの、この間、グイネス・パルトローが、まあ、すごい問題になったじゃん。娘の写真をアップして、娘に怒られるっていう。で、やめてって言ってるのに削除しない。なんかそういうのを見てて、私も子供いて、あの、顔はもちろん公開してないけど、後ろ向きの写真とか、バイリンガルニュースのインスタに載せたりしてて、あの赤ちゃんの時って顔がまだなんかしっかりしてないじゃん顔つきがだからこう大人になってからの顔をそんなに想像できるもんじゃないんだけどやっぱり今8ヶ月になって顔つきがすごいしっかりしてきたし、
Well, some people don't change at all. It really depends on the person. Because some people don't look anything like the baby version of
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
But some people it's like, wow,
yeah, yeah.
that's you.
そうでなんかそれをよく考えててあのなんだろう自分が子供の時ってソーシャルメディアとかなかったから、親が撮った写真はもう家のアルバムにしか入ってないしそれを引っ張り出してこなければもう一生誰も見ることがないわけじゃない、で毎年うちはこう写真館で家族で写真を撮ってたわけよ、でそれってさ家族で撮るからやんなきゃいけないものとして10代の時とか嫌だけど撮るわけじゃんこうしっかり立ってさでそれとかをネットに上げられて友達とかに見られてたりとか未だに Facebook でこう何年前のあなたみたいな感じで出てきたりしたらすごい嫌だろうなと思って
It's forever
そう
It's forever and it's for everybody
そうな
You don't get to choose who it's for You don't get to choose who beats off to it You don't get to choose anything about it
そうだから私もその息子の写真を Facebook にもうほとんど上げてなくて最初生まれましたっていう報告、みんなに教えるためにそれはやったんだけどそこからは全然上げてなくてただ上げたい気持ちは分かるその親がもう可愛いからもう超みんなに見せたい本当にもう世界中みんな見てこの可愛さみたいな感じだから
You can talk about these things too, right?
そうあでもなんか証拠として本当に可愛いんだって見てみたいな感じの気持ちは分かるんだけど、
so.
ただそれって私の勝手であって後で嫌だったって言われてももう手遅れじゃんネットに載せちゃったら一回載せちゃったら
When your kid's 90, it will still be on the end.
そうそう。だから、あの、私はもう子供の写真を子供の許可を得ずに載せるっていうのはやめようと思って、あの、載せないことに決めたのね。
I just think the technology is not good right now. And I think it might get better, you know, in 10 years or something. And maybe there's a way to make it so like,things aren't up there for everyone forever.
Yeah.
But until then, it's, there's just too many people and there's just too much
そうでその
exposure.
まあその顔を載せないっていうのはずっと考えてたんだけど顔が映ってなければまあいいかなってそのインスタに載せてるみたいな体の一部とか思ったんだけど、そのグイネス・パルトローの記事を見て考えた時になんかこう自分でもさ顔が映ってなくても変なポスチャーしてるとかさあるわけじゃん、うん、それを全世界にさらしてほしくないって絶対あって、
well,
親から見て
you don't know what's happening either.
そうで親から見たら可愛いからいいじゃんって思うかもしれないけど本人からしたら絶対嫌だってよくあるわけじゃん、だから親が見たらそれは可愛いかもしれないけどなんだってでも本人は人に見られたくないって絶対あるしとかをなんか自分でもいろいろ考えてるからこういうふうに子供の時からしかも動画で週3回も出されちゃってるってなると、もうなんか、で、多分この子たちってさ、いいも嫌だも分かんないじゃん。だって、気づいた時にはこの状態になってたわけだから。気づいた時には800万人に毎週見られてるわけだから。なんかそれとかも、ね、今後どう、まあこういう子たちが大きくなって、やっぱり嫌でしたみたいなのがいっぱい出てくる可能性もあるし。
Well, I personally have felt like it's,面倒くさい if someone uploads a picture of me sometimes. I mean, it depends. But sometimes, what if I look like an idiot? Who knows?
Yeah.
Or they're uploading it to a bunch of people that have nothing to do with me or whatever. And if there are instances like that where I'm kind of like, then how could a parent really make all those decisions for their child? I think you can take a bunch of pictures when they get older. If they want to show those pictures, you know, on social media, I mean, that's up to them.
Yeah,
but they don't. I don't know. It's weird. I don't strictly know what the right answer is, but that's my feeling on it. Just because there's, you know, they had all these videos be demonetized from YouTube, videos similar to this channel's videos for featuring children, because there's so much pedophilic, predatory activity,
right.
You know, in these spaces. So.You know, eventually your kid's going to look at the videos of themselves online and see a bunch of creepy stuff being written about them.
その子供を使ってお金を稼ぐって結構良くないこととして、まあ、見られてるわけじゃん。例えば子供に靴磨きをさせるとかさ、あのほら可愛いでしょ、この子こんなできましたって言ったら絶対みんなに一瞬で怒られるんだけど、 YouTube っていうプラットフォームを返すことによってなんかそれがこう薄れてるっていうかさ、こう子供をまあ、ある意味出しにしてお金を稼いでたとしても、まあ、お金を稼いでるっていうところ自体がこう目に見えるわけじゃないから、なんかこうしれっとできちゃってるっていうのもちょっと良くないのかな。
I've kind of felt that way about some of these child activists, you know, like 9-year-old climate activists and stuff. It's like go outside and play. Jesus Christ, what are we doing? Why is this 9-year-old worrying about this? It's insane.
Yeah.
You know, can't the adults deal with this? Stop putting them on stage. It's like, they don't know what's going on. I mean, no offense to 9-year-olds, but
right.
I've been 9 and I knew almost nothing.
Yeah.
So it's, I think, because all of these things have been politicized, so people can be used for an agenda. It doesn't matter what the truth is, whether they're right or they're wrong or whatever.
Yeah.
I just think it's kind of getting absurd. But would you prank your children? Like, is Santa okay? Is the Tooth Fairy okay?
Yeah, are those pranks? I guess.
Yeah, well, you're telling your kid that this fat man is going to slide down a chimney that doesn't exist. And leave a bunch
of... I don't know if that's a prank, because it's not really supposed to be funny, right?
It doesn't have to be funny. Have you seen Jackass or any of these? I mean, there's a...
Yeah, but they're all trying to make you laugh.
Yeah, but
right?
There are cultural practices that are prankish, right?
I guess. I don't think I could do... だそのジミー・キンモンのキャンディー食べちゃったやつとか、それこそこういうなんかもううちの猫捨ててくるよみたいなこととか、
うん、
あのできないと思う。
Having a show based around making children cry is kind of crazy.
I was thinking about it. Like, 例えばバイリンガルニュースのインスタグラムのフォロワーを増やすために子供に意地悪なことをしてそれを撮影するみたいなことじゃん、うん、それを自分が やれるかとかやりたいかとかやった時の気持ちとかを考えると絶対できない。
I mean, if you drew a penis on his forehead and posted it online, it would get millions, you know, like there are things that people do to their children or they just have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious, it's offensive, it's not funny to the child, they don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a weird, you know.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between you do it at home, like for your grandparents or something, I don't know. Like,
So you're pro Santa and pro Tooth Fairy, and what are some other ones?
But just, I don't know.
But because the Santa thing, you kind of have to set it up and make them believe it. You have to put cookies and milk. It's kind of a prank, right?
Well, as long as it's not cruel, like as long as it doesn't make them cry for your own entertainment.
Have your parents pranked you?
No.
Never? Not, there's like not little pranks?
Like what?
I remember once I was in Shizuoka and we were like, I was with my dad and we were in the yard and my dad picks up this concrete block like this and he says, Michael, hey, catch. And he throws it and I look over and this concrete block like this big, he's throwing it towards me like pretty fast. And for a second I'm like, huh. And then it like floats and like kind of tumbles in the air. And it was one of the ones made of foam. I mean, that's just like a little, like a minor.
Yeah, that's not emotionally
No, it wasn't
scarring.
Like a setup thing or anything. But I find stuff like that hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, and I enjoy that those kinds of like little pranks were. Because it's like, it's kind of like magic.
Yeah.
And there's something
when there's tension and then release immediately after. Like as long as the tension was not too intense, it's funny, right? Or like prolonged for too long, like in this video. Like if you were crying for 15 minutes and then they were like, it's not funny. It's just infuriating.
You have about a minute before it starts to get awkward.
Yeah, so degree の問題、degree ってまあ内容の問題だよね、多分ね。
I felt kind of embarrassed at the konbini the other day. I was thinking about this. It's not that related, but you know, you go to the konbini and you spend over a certain amount, and then you do the raffle, right?
Ah, くじ引き。
And if you pull obouken out of there.
何券?
It's 応募券? The like...
何? 応募券?
Is that 応募券? What, I don't even know what... But you pull that out there. It's basically hazure, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But for a moment, you don't know. So you're like, oh. And then you look at it and you're like, oh, wait. Because it kind of looks like 当たり。
当たりっぽかったの。
Yeah. And then you're like, and then you look at it and you're like, oh.
Hazure だった。
Hazure だった。And there's this, I don't know, like, 余計に, you feel like a loser as you're leaving the konbini. And the guy's standing there, like, holding the box.
Yeah.
And he's just looking at you. And you're I'm sure, like, your body language, your posture, like, changes a little bit when you pull this 応募券.
Yeah, 確かにその... Come to think of it, that kind of, it is embarrassing to, その一瞬喜んで、あ、違ったっていうのって結構恥ずかしいじゃん。
Yeah, for what?
でもそれってなんで恥ずかしいんだろうね。まあすごい自信、
well, like、
自意識過剰みたいなこと。
And it's like, I'm not, it's like I don't know, I feel desperate or I feel like a loser or I'm exaggerating.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, that reminds me, 一回なんかのグラミーかなんかでテイラー・スウィフトが自分がもらったと思って一瞬喜んであ違ったっていうのがあったんだよね。
That's hilarious.
T で始まる他の人とかなんかとにかくちょっと混乱した感じで、でそれがすごいこう、まあ、バカにされたっていうか、あめっちゃ自意識過剰自分だと思ってやがるみたいな感じだったんだけど、よく考えたらさ、その自分だって思って喜んじゃうのってすごい素直にさ、素直なことじゃない、uh-huh. でそれがあやっぱ違ったってもかわいそうだけど、別にそれってそのそんなにバカにされるようなことでもないよね。
But it's still hilarious because it just shows that you were so ready. Like you assumed that it was yourself. And that kind of is interpreted as
arrogance?
Being conceited or,、
hmm.
or...
そうか。
No?
でもなんかかわいそうじゃん。
I'd feel really embarrassed. Like early celebrations are really embarrassing.
ね。
Like in sports, when someone tries to do a little shimmy or something right before the touchdown, and then they screw up, like, they're so embarrassed.
そうだね。
And people will bring it up for years.
そうだよね。かわいそうだよね。なんかその喜ぶっていうのはそんなね怒られるようなあれじゃないのにさ。
But at the konbini, I'm not even, I mean, you're not even like, I don't have anything to do with this.
Yeah.
But if I win, I am happy. I'm like, yes, I got, you know, Ichigo Miracle or whatever.
それ当たったら何がもらえるはずだった。わかんないでしょ。
Ichigo
Miracle?
I don't know. It's always some like...
食べ物?
Yeah.
そうなんだ。何 Ichigo Miracle?次25人に1人が文字に色を感じたり形に味を感じたりする共感覚を持っていると言われますが、ラドバード大学とエジンバラ大学の研究で実際は大半の人が文字と色を関連づけていることが分かりました。実験では1000人以上の被験者に16種類の母音を聞かせて、それに当てはまる色を選んでもらいました。すると大半の人が、あーは緑より赤っぽい、E は深緑より黄緑色と答えました。音と色の関連には何らかのロジックが存在し、言語の体系がそれに影響を与えているらしいとチームは述べています。これまで単純にピッチが高い音が明るい色と関連付けられていると考えられていましたが、今回の研究では似たような音でも違う色が連想されていることが分かり、音のみの要素でグラデーションのように色の印象が変わるわけではありませんでした。そのことから音を聞いてから色を連想するまでの間に一度言語というフィルターがかかっていると推測されます。
While it has been known that approximately 1 in 25 people experience synesthesia, in which they associate letters with colors and shapes with tastes, a study by researchers at Radboud University and Edinburgh University has found that around half of the population experiences an association between letters and colors. In their experiment, they recruited over 1,000 participants and had them listen to vowel sounds and select a color.Most respondents indicated that the ah sound was more red than green and that the e sound was more yellow-green than dark green. According to the team, there appears to be some logic governing how we associate sound and color, likely dependent on the structure of language. Until now, it had been thought that higher-pitched sounds were associated with brighter colors. However, the researchers' experiment found that similar sounds were associated with very different colors,suggesting that the association does not move along a simple gradation. The researchers speculate that the sound is being processed by linguistic filters which affect the resulting color association.
So, well, half of the population, というか majority of the people って感じ。
うん。
あの、そう。だから、音が違うと、もちろん色は変わるんだけど、それが虹みたいにこう、グラデーションになって変わるわけじゃないから、音が近くても緑から赤になったりとか、で緑からだんだんこの色になってだんだんだんだん赤になるみたいなことではないっていう。でこれオランダでやった実験だから、言語っていう時にはまあオランダ語を指しているんだけど、面白いのがあのみんながどの音に対してどの色を選んだかっていうチャートを見てると、共感覚を持ってる人たちっていうのは色がより一貫してるんだよね。
うん、
だからみんなが同じ色を同じ音に対して選んでる、
うん、
で共感覚持ってない人は、まあ、似てはいるけど共感覚持ってる人ほど一致はしてない、
うん、
不思議だよね、うん、
Yeah, I have you heard about、shamans in the Amazon who take、dimethyltryptamine、made from, well, it's contained in the ayahuasca brew.Which is a psychedelic brew. And apparently, when they take this ayahuasca, and well, they've been doing this for thousands of years, apparently, is they sit in a circle and there's chanting, and then someone will start making tones. People make different tonal sounds with their voice. And they make these sounds with their voice that.Everyone sitting there can see.、so some shaman might go like,、and then people will visualize、like a green ribbon like in the、air or something.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it seems like、in certain altered states of consciousness, this synesthesia effect...can be amplified、and that has been investigated by indigenous cultures using、psychedelic drugs.
そのイメージが湧いてくるときに言語が母国語が違う人によって思い浮かぶものが違うのかな、
Well, if these researchers are right and it has something to do with the structure of language, then certainly there would be a difference.
ね
And then you would see a correlation among people who had a certain native tongue. So、they could actually confirm their、hypothesis by doing this test across multiple languages, I think.、Which would be pretty interesting.
私はオランダ語は分かんないけど、E は確かに深緑よりは黄緑っぽいよね。くない?どっちかというと明るい色っぽくない?
Yeah, I guess.、did they do anything else? What about like, ooh, or?
あとおが一番色的には離れてるんだよね。確か。まあ、それもだからなんでかわかんない。あった。ooh は青。
ooh?
ooh とかおとかは。青っぽい。あ、緑よりは青っぽい。あは赤。共感覚の人はもう完全に分かれてるね。だから、うおは青っぽくて、あは赤で、いとえが緑って感じ。
There's another effect here where the language affects how people think about colors.
So それもあるね。
If you...give someone, you know, a box of the old Crayolas where it has the color names written on all the crayons. After a while, you start to recognize those colors and you're like, oh, that's magenta. But if you didn't have the word for it, you would call it purple or something. And it would seem more purpley to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. そうね。確かに色。
It's all about these linguistic、
yeah.
packages.
Because、
like I was saying before, I think we think in language. You don't think that's true? You have some vague amoeba-like thinking going on in your head that doesn't、work in language. What's happening in your head?
I don't know. I'm not saying that I never think in language. I do sometimes, but not all the time.
But if you pay attention to your thinking, doesn't it turn into language?
Yeah, because then I would have to listen to myself, right? It has to be in language.
Well, yeah. I'm saying like as soon as you pay attention to your attention...
Then you kind of have to translate it, right?
It starts to become language.
I guess.
No?
I don't know. Haven't really.
I feel like you could just add, you could take polls on like with weird questions like this,
yeah,
and just sort of get an intuitive answer out of a population.
Because like, 例えば今、あ、後ろで赤ちゃん泣いてる。
Mm-hmm.
今夫が見ててくれてるけど泣いてるなっていうのを、あ、今赤ちゃん泣いてるなって言葉で考えてないもん別に。
No?
No. 認識はしてるし、あ、大丈夫かなとか思うけど、それをこう言葉では考えてない。
Mm-hmm.
だからこうバイリンガルだと たまに日本語と英語どっちで考えてますかとか言われるじゃん、
うん、
そういう時にいつもなんかえどっちどっちでもないなみたいな感じ、うん、どっちとかじゃない
Well, sometimes my thinking feels like it's just a series of decisions、
うん、
Like I'm not thinking I'm just making a bunch of decisions in a row、
うん、
But
あと関係ないけど言語で言語によって違うっていう話で昨日なんかふと思ったのが何々をしてあげるとか何々してくれた、
mm-hmm.
って日本語あ英語にないよねあのこうやって一言でバッて言う、
Can you do this for me or someone did this for me or can you do me a favor
そうなんだけど or... そのなんて言うんだろうあこの人がお水をくれたって言った時にくれたっていう中に例えば unexpectedness とか kindness とかいろんなニュアンスが含まれているわけで、
うん、
それをこう英語にしちゃうと he gave me water だけになっちゃう
No, you're like this guy gave me water
でもその言い方の問題でしょ言い方の問題でその例えば文章で書いてあった時にはそのニュアンスが伝わらないじゃん、
うん、
っていうのはちょっとなんか関係ないんだけど昨日思ってた
Well, I think it is relevant because the pitch are these sounds. So when I said that with that different inflection, I'm changing the pitch of the vowels in
yeah,
those
well,
words.
Yeah,
you know?
I know, but like, そのなんでそれを考えてたかっていうと、あの歌詞を見てたの日本語の、
mm.
でそれを英語に訳したときにどうなるかなって考えたときに、mm. まあいろんなものが抜け落ちちゃう。
Mm.
でそれをなんで考えたかっていうとあのセンサーズっていうメディアでこの間インタビュー受けた時にあの今後ね翻訳 あの技術がすごい向上していって、まあ、Google トランスレーションとかもそうだけど、うん、あの瞬時に訳してくれるってなった時にじゃあそれがあれば別に英語勉強したりとか他の言語を勉強する意味ってないじゃないかっていう人がいるけどどう思いますかって言われてあの確かにビジネスとかだったらそうだと思うんだけどやっぱりこう翻訳しきれない部分っていっぱいあってそれが抜け落ちちゃうそのニュアンスが、
mm-hmm.
なと思ってて、まあ、その何々してくれたとか、まあ、我が輩は猫であるとか一番の例っていつも言ってるけど、
mm-hmm.
I am a cat ってなっちゃった時にやっぱり抜け落ちてるものがたくさんあってそれをこう自分で分かるか分からないか、yeah. その抜け落ちてることにも気づかないでいいかどうかっていう話かなみたいな。
Mm. Well, I think it could be useful to try to look at it from the other point of view. So to imagine the degradation as a Japanese person, you want to imagine that someone is using those tools on Japanese. And then if you ask someone that, they'll be like, oh, they can't capture all the meaning, you know?
Yeah.
And then when it's the reverse, they assume like, oh, this thing is, you know, working perfectly.
そうだね。いやあとこの間ツイッターで誰かが言ってたあのニューヨークタイムズあニューヨークポストだっけ Wait, what was that? ニューヨークタイムズあのこの間の恐竜の記事をあの翻訳で読んだっていう人がツイッターでいて、mm.
Was it the Times or was it
ニューヨークポストかな
I think it was the Post
Yeah,
Every,
yeah it
There's
was.
like
yeah, it was.
10 New York somethings、yeah. now
But、その人がその記事を英語の記事を日本語に翻訳して読むっていうのはまあ今の技術でできるんだけど、
うん、
じゃあその元の面白い記事を見つけてくるっていうこと自体はできないじゃん元の言語が分かんないと、
うん、
だからやっぱり英語を勉強する意味あるなってその人がツイッターで言ってて、うん、あまあそれはそうだよなって思った、
うん、There's a navigation problem
いやいやいや、
yeah.
何が面白いかっていうのをまず見つける
ため
には、yeah.
Yeah, you have to hand that that sourcing that like how you build your information diet is not under your own control. And then you won't be competitive.
Yeah. だからそう、確かに今マイケルが言ったみたいに、逆に、あ、翻訳があるから日本語勉強しなくていいやってなった時に、我が輩は猫であるを I am a cat って言われて、あ、もうに余裕で日本語わかるわ、英語にすりゃいいんだからって言われた時に、いやいやいやいやってなるよね。いやいや、めっちゃ抜け落ちてますけどみたいな。次。
Astronomers have revealed the first image ever taken of a black hole and its shadow. The image, appearing as a fuzzy asymmetrical orange ring, was taken using a global network of 8 radio telescopes called the Event Horizon Telescope, pointed at the center of galaxy M87 some 53 million light years away. Shepard Dolman, director of the EHT, stated the following at a press conference. We have seen what we thought was unseeable. The image confirms the predictions of Einstein's general theory of relativity and shows the shadow of the black hole on its accretion disk. The asymmetrical brightness confirms its clockwise rotation as the plasma moving toward us is brighter, a phenomenon known as relativistic beaming. Its mass is estimated to be approximately 6.5 billion times that of the Sun. It is estimated that our galaxy contains some 100 million black holes, each one containing a singularity.The research results were published in Astrophysical Journal Letters.
Astrophysical Journal Letters に史上初めてブラックホールとその影を捉えた画像が公開されました。ぼやけた非対称のオレンジのリングが映ったこの画像は、8個の電波望遠鏡を束ねたイベントホライズンテレスコープで収集したデータをもとに再建されたものです。このブラックホールは楕円銀河 M87 の中心、地球から5300万光年離れた場所に位置しています。今回のプロジェクトのディレクター、シェパード・ドールマン氏は記者会見で、私たちはこれまで見ることが不可能であると思われたものを見た、と述べました。画像はアインシュタインの一般相対性理論を裏付けるもので、ブラックホールの膠着円盤に影があることがわかります。また、非対称の光は手前に向かって発生したプラズマがより明るいことを示唆しており、時計回りに回転していることがわかります。また、質量は太陽の650億倍と推定されます。地球がある銀河系の中だけでも1億個のブラックホールがあると言われており、その一つ一つが重力の特異点を有しています。
Yep.
ドーナツ。
It's a pretty big deal. You saw it, yeah?
Yeah, of course. でもこれを見たときに何が何なんだろうって思っちゃったんだよ、私みたいな人。
Mm.
なんか何を見てるの？この真ん中の黒いとこがブラックホールなのか何なんだろうと思って、だから解説の動画見たもん。
Was it the Veritasium video?
Yes.
Yeah, that guy is amazing.
あ、やっぱみんな同じの見てんの？
I've been watching his channel forever.
あの人すごい。でもあの人の解説をもってしても私はギリギリわかんないみたいな感じだったんだけど、ただ、何も見ないよりは、ああ、なんかなるほどね、みたいな。彼はこう、プロップスを使ってね、こう、まあ、分かりやすくこの しかも写真が出る前に出してるよね、
mm-hmm.
解説はね、
mm-hmm.
まあ、おそらくこういう写真画像が出るだろうから何を見てるのか説明してあげましょうっていう。
Well, he actually goes and talks to researchers in person and he travels to a lot of laboratories to participate、mm-hmm. in experiments and whatnot. So、I think he's an excellent resource andIt's great that he's getting attention with this well-timed video. He explained this in his video, but what we're seeing is the light is being bent around the event horizon. However, the event horizon is at a radius of 1.5 Schwarzschild. Well, 1.5 times the radius of the how would you call it? Where the let's break down the structure. So, in the very center of the black hole, you have theoretically what we call a singularity, and that's where our Newtonian laws of physics would completely break down. And Einstein actually thought that. Black holes were not possible. He developed the theory that predicted that black holes would be there, but that was actually pointed out by some soldier in the battlefield, like using a notebook or something, which is pretty crazy. But out from the singularity, you get the event horizon, which is the Schwarzschild radius. And that's a mathematical equation that describes the curvature of space-time. And the event horizon is basically a point at which even light fired directly, emitted directly away from the black hole, would not be able to escape. So theoretically, if anything is inside this radius, then it cannot escape. But what we're seeing, that disk is at 2.6 times the Schwarzschild radius. And it's further out because that's the point at which a light ray passing the black hole would circle the black hole rather than get pulled into it.
Right.
So we're not that's not actually the event horizon.
Right.
The event horizon is a little bit further in.
そうだよね。そう、それをなんか解説見ないと分かんなかった。その写真見ても、しかもこうメディアとかでも結構、ま、英語のメディアはそんでもないんだけど、日本語のメディア見るとブラックホールの写真みたいな、を撮影しましたみたいな。でも写真ではないもんね。
It is.
But it's like, it's a reconstructed image using the data collected by these telescopes, right? So it's not like they took...like a photograph.
Yeah, but it's still
like of the black hole itself. It's not like we can actually see the black hole.
No, this is an actual picture of the black hole itself. This radiation came directly from the black hole and literally traveled for 53 million years across the universe. Radio waves traveled all the way to Earth and landed on the dish of these radio telescopes.
Right. Like but it's not like we can see the black hole. Like, well, we're seeing it, but it's not like, このリングの内側全部がブラックホールですみたいなことではないじゃん。
We cannot see the black hole itself because
right.
it's
That's
a black...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, it's a black... Yeah, it's a black hole. So we can see the shadow of the black hole.
Right.
Yeah, but what you're seeing there, the parts that you are seeing, that light there, is literally the accretion disk of the black hole.
Right.
We can't see radio waves. So in that sense, it's not in the visible spectrum for us.
Right.
But the reason they're using the radio waves is because radio waves can travel through stellar dust and other things that would block our view.
I saw that, なんか元々のプレディクションのイメージがあって、そのイメージを今回の解像度に合わせてブルーリングにしたらもう実際のとほぼ同じみたいな、すごいよねそのプレディクションの精度が。
Well, the real thing is clear, obviously.
Yeah, right.
The real thing is not blurry. It doesn't look blurry.
そうだからその、あの推測で作ったもっと鮮明なやつが実際は多分こういう感じなんだろうなっていうのを見て、それもすごいよね。あのリングがもっとだからぼやけてないから当然もっとこうなんていうのシャープな細いリングみたいな。
Yeah, I mean the real picture. If you see the real picture, then your eyes have received the data coming from a black hole. And I was really surprised that.They came out with this result this quickly. Just a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, the idea of being able to image something like this was just unfathomable. And a lot of people just assumed that we would never be able to confirm the existence of black holes. We didn't know for sure that they existed until...
No.
last night. Until last night, we weren't sure that they existed. And the reason why it's like one of the most significant things that you could prove exists is because The only way to explain these objects is that the laws of physics break down inside.
Right.
So the universe itself, at the Big Bang, was a singularity. And I would say this is the mainstream consensus on the Big Bang, that it was a singularity of sorts when the universe was a point, right? Well, the only other singularities that we know about are at the center of black holes. So we have sort of this impossible thing at the beginning of the universe. And now we're realizing that our galaxy contains, 100 million singularities, 100 million exceptions,
right,
to Newtonian physics, in just our galaxy. And there's at least 100 billion galaxies in the observable universe. That's a lot of exceptions to the laws of physics. It's absolutely surreal that it exists, that it's actually there.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that?
I thought it was kind of funny because on Twitter とかでは、インターステラーじゃすごいねみたいな感じでみんながインターステラーの話をしてる映画の。
Yeah.
Like, they had the image, right, of the black hole, and they had the ring in the middle, which we can't see in this one. But
yeah, well, that's a pretty recent movie. I mean, it's really the physicists that are sugoi that they were able to,
Yeah, there was they had hired someone, right? Some expert, clearly
for sure. But
to make this image, and
they created that CGI using actual models, simulations. So it's not CGI that's supposed to look like something,
right?
They used an actual model to create the visual. So,
なんかこの EHT のあの中に日本人の人いるんだよね。
Oh, really?
He was making some comments about the movie actually. That it's like almost correct, みたいな感じ。I forgot his name, but
well, the black hole in Interstellar appears quite different from M87, because M87, we are viewing it, we're like looking at the hole. we're kind of looking perpendicular to the black hole, because if you look at other pictures of M87, you can see that there is a jet of plasma being ejected out of both ends of M87, extending like 5,000 light years. And M87's jet of plasma material is pointed almost exactly at us. So because the jet is pointing almost exactly at us, we're seeing this clean version of the black hole where the accretion disk is going around this way. And we're kind of looking straight at the hole.
Right.
But
違う角度から見てたらインターステラーみたいにこう線が見えるってことだね。
Yeah, if you were in the plane of the accretion disk, then you would see weird reflections. Is reflection the right word? Curved, light curved all the way around from the back this way and then from this way, and then you get the interstellar type visual. But that's not what it is. That's just what it looks like.
Right.
Right? Because the gravitational field has a lensing effect on everything. So even like this 2.6, the light ring that we see in the picture being 2.6 radii instead of 1.5 is an optical illusion caused by the lensing.
That's what the guy on YouTube was explaining, right? Like, so no, あっち側とこっち側が同時に見えてるだけで、別に実際にそういうの形してるわけじゃん。形っていうか、そういうふうに見えてる なんか表と裏が同時に見えてるみたいな。That's people, so weird to, I mean, I can't, my brain, it's too much for my brain. I'm just like, what?
Well, if you were positioned the right distance away from the event horizon, I guess if you were just outside the event horizon, you would be looking at the back of your own head. You don't, you wouldn't see... It would look straight to you, but you would look like you're just looking straight at the back of your own head.
Like, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It does. It makes perfect sense. And the crazy thing is if you turned around, I think you would still see the
back of your head.
Now, I think you can only see it in one direction. You'd have to look in the opposite direction. You'd have to look counterclockwise. So you'd have to stand outside the event horizon and then face counterclockwise, and light from the back of your head will move clockwise all the way around to your eyes.
Right? That's so weird.
And time is completely changing because it's space-time, right? So time is moving extremely slowly in strong gravitational fields. So the world would age a million years after you've stared at the back of your head for 5 seconds. So it'd be an enormous waste of time to do that. Right?
I guess.
But this, the singularities, I think, have to be investigated. You know, we need to... That's the real mystery here. And... You know, we've talked about how black holes may be destroying information. And Stephen Hawking argued that they were destroying information, and then he contributed to research that found that they were saving some information, partly in these plasma jets. But that point is still debated. So if the universe keeps all of its information until the end, the implications are very different than if we have black holes that catch information and essentially destroy it.
Right.
Because the math looks completely different. So what we'll probably do is put a radio telescope on the far side of the moon, and then that'll make us have a way bigger diameter for a radio telescope. Like way, way bigger. And then we'll get... I mean, we could do that in 10 years, probably, and we would get absolutely staggering images of distant objects like this. I mean, 52 million light years away is really far. Like, almost everything we take pictures of are inside our own galaxy.
Yeah.
And this one is outside. They actually imaged our own galaxy's black hole as well, but it wasn't as good of an image. Because it's so much smaller. It's, I think, a thousandth the size of M87. So black holes get really, really big.
Right.
And they just keep getting bigger.
Right.
And so some people think because there was a singularity at the Big Bang and there's a singularity inside black holes, that if you go into a black hole, that you're flying into the beginning of a different universe. And so there's multiverse theories that black holes are some kind of wormhole into big bangs of new universes. I don't know if that's weirder or if they're just being one universe is weirder.
Yeah, can't decide.
On Monday, London became the first city to implement an ultra-low emission zone, or ULEZ, which will impose a fine on passing cars which do not meet more stringent emission standards. According to a press release from the Office of London, vehicles are responsible for around half of nitrogen oxide emissions in London, contributing to a toxic air health crisis, which increases risk of asthma, cancer, dementia, and premature death. Drivers of cars will be charged $16 per day, and trucks and buses will be charged $130 per day. London plans to expand the geographical area significantly in 2021.
今週月曜日、ロンドンが世界で初めて厳しい排出基準を満たしていない車に罰金を与える超低排出ゾーンを設定しました。市の発表資料によると、ロンドン市内で排出される窒素酸化物の約半分が車などの乗り物によるもので、こうした空気汚染が喘息、がん、認知症、早期死亡のリスクを増加させる原因となっています。乗用車は1日16ドル、トラックやバスは130ドルの通行料金がかかり、市はこうしたゾーンを2021年に大幅に拡大する予定です。
Yep.
So what's the...standard.
The standard.
If you're driving like a normal car, then like gas car, then you would have to pay $16 per day.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, unless you're driving one of these higher MPG eco-friendly hybrid cars or something.
Hmm. Yeah.
And there's already a congestion fine.
Oh.
Already.
Oh.
For the same area.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, so.
あ、そうなの。そしたらじゃあ16ドル以上払うってこと。So per day ってことは、一回払ったらその後はまあデイリーは自由ってこと。
For that day.
For that day.
I guess. So I don't know if that means if you drive into town at, you know, 10 p.m. and leave in the morning if you're paying 2 days, but it has nothing to do with how far you drive or whether you sit there idling or anything like that. If you enter that area, you pay. Unless your car is electric or something. Yeah.
すごいね。
What do you think?
Well, I don't drive, so anything like this sounds good to me for the environment.
What?
I'm sure it's annoying, especially for 何その trucks とか、まあ仕事で。何企業とかにとっては困るだろうし、
trucks,
どうしても、ね、会社に車で行かないといけない人とかも困るだろうけど。
But there are people that they can't afford to live in the city. They drive a car because they're broke. And then they drive into the city. And then there's all these people living in fancy apartments and shit. And it's like, oh, we can't afford a car. It's ridiculous. Because a lot of the people that are living outside but work in the city simply cannot afford. If you have a family or something, or you're going to buy a house in the city, in London, in the smack in the middle of London. Yeah, right. You know, so I think similar to Macron's fuel price tax or whatever that was, it kind of hurts the wrong people.
I see. Can they somehow... So how does it work? そのゾーンはどこにあるの? Like, どんぐらいの広さなの? なんかその、それを迂回するみたいなのができないぐらい広いってこと?
Well, you can... It's not like all of London right now, but they are going to increase the size significantly. So, I mean, in just a year and a half, you know, so it'll... Pretty much it'll be London.
right.
Sooner than later.
これでももともとやりますって結構前から発表してたのかな。まあだよねきっと。そうじゃないとびっくりしちゃうもんねみんなが。
Yeah, I think. I mean, I think so. But that doesn't mean that everyone was aware. Right.
だって結局さこれに引っかからないようにするために車を買い替えないといけないわけじゃない。
Yeah, which costs money.
Yeah. So. そこだよね。
Well, they're saying it's responsible for 50.You know, people driving cars is responsible for 50%, right?
Yeah.
What about the other 50%? They don't make any statement about the other 50%, you know, the emissions by various manufacturing, you know, who knows?
Right.
Various large corporations that are operating
businesses. Well, aren't they doing something different for those? It's possible, right?
Well, it doesn't seem like it. Are they?I mean,
I don't know.
Why are the emissions so bad? They're still half. I mean, I think you should go after people who are making money first.
Right.
And because if you're operating a business and your business has externalities that harm human health or whatever else.
Yeah.
Like
automakers?
Well.
Like, should they be fined?
In a lot of countries, and I don't know if this is the case in the UK, but certainly it is in the United States and probably here, but they subsidize fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Yeah. To make them.
So it's like.
So you're distorting the market incentives and driving behavior that maximizes the externality.
Yeah. So it should be the other way around, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not against regulations that. The thing about air pollution, not the great thing about it, but the silver lining of air pollution is that it's apolitical. People can debate about climate change, you know, till the cows come home, but no one is debating the effects on your health of pollution. So climate activists, and this is just my opinion, should lay off the climate change argument a little bit and start focusing a bit more on pollution. Because it's apolitical, the returns on advocating for regulations against pollution will address the climate problem without the politics and without trying to convince people of climate science and all this other stuff. So it kind of accomplishes the same goal without, you know, it's stuck, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
people
yeah.
don't disagree that pollution from vehicles and factories, coal plants and whatnot, are bad for your health.
Yeah.
No one disagrees. So I do think that there should be policies and legislation to minimize pollution, but I don't think that burden should be on people who are just driving into town or whatever. You know, you can change the regulations for auto manufacturers. You can change the price of fuel to more accurately reflect the externalities. Because, you know, if you drive into town and you've paid for the day, well, you might as well idle all you want. Like, your behavior is
right.
just whatever at that point.
How is this received in London? Like, are people angry about this? Or?
Of course. Well, you know, there is a lot of awareness in the UK and London about climate change, and people are quite concerned about that. So obviously there are a lot of people who are supporting this legislation. And then the people that are directly impacted by it are of course, opposing this legislation.
Yeah.
I think it's better to do it at the market level with pricing and not pick favorites.
Hmm.
When politicians pick favorites, it's stupid.
Right.
And it makes people mad. So, yeah.
It's a game.
Playing video games is now a high school varsity sport in 8 states in the United States, paving the way for professional esports careers. Several universities, including New York University and the University of California, already offer gaming scholarships, and an increasing number of high-profile gamers have lucrative sponsorships. Currently, StarCraft competitions in South Korea have prize pools of up to $2 million. According to research firm Newzoo, the esports market could exceed $1 billion U.S. dollars this year, with an audience of over 500 million people, doubling since 2016. As of 2017, 42% of the gaming market had moved to mobile. Major League Gaming has reported that the majority of esports viewers are currently between 18 and 34 years old, and 85% male and 15% female.
アメリカの8つの州でビデオゲームが大学で正式なスポーツと認められ、代表チームが発足しています。ニューヨーク大学やカリフォルニア大学ではすでに関連する奨学金も提供しており、将来的にプロゲーマーになる道を手助けしています。現在多くの有名ゲーマーたちが多額のスポンサーフィーを得ており、韓国のスタークラフト大会では賞金総額が200万ドル、およそ2億円に上ります。調査会社ニューズによると、e スポーツ市場は年内に10億ドルを超え、感染者の数は2016年の2倍、5億人以上になる見込みです。2017年時点でゲーム市場の 42% がモバイルに移行しています。また、メジャーリーグゲーミングによると、e スポーツの感染者の大半は18から24歳で、85% が男性、15% が女性とのことです。
Yep.
感染者の数が5億人っていうと他のスポーツでいうとどんぐらいなんだろうね。500.
Well, Samoa is declining, right? Is baseball declining as well?
I have no idea.
I feel like baseball was a way bigger deal. Like a few years ago. I mean, there's Ichiro, but...
Yeah. 5億人 sports. 競技人口になっちゃうのか。
Well, South Korea has had a growing esports environment since the year 2000, probably. Because of gambling regulations in Japan, Japan actually has the weakest esports environment in the world.
Yeah, Korea. Do you watch it, esports?
No, but I've watched, well, I don't watch competitive esports. Like, I'm not following gamers or anything. But I've watched Twitch and, like, streams of people playing or...
That's not called esports, right? Esports is only when they're competing.
Yeah, but it kind of... Yeah. But there's... gamers who are good, who have a following, who aren't competing, who get sponsorships, who are quite prominent. So yeah, I mean YouTube gaming is absolutely enormous. So aren't they changing the gambling laws in Japan? I think they're...
Well, they're trying to make a casino, right?
Yeah.
In Osaka or something.
Yeah, but I wonder if it's going to open up for e-games a bit too.
どうなんだろうね?
It would be foolish. I mean, Japan is absolutely one of the most prolific countries when it comes to games and game content. And there's not much of a industry here.
Wait, so the gambling law applies to... So, その賞金があるからってこと? What
I guess
part
so, yeah.
Of, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm assuming. I mean, what else? But it's big in Europe. It's big in Korea. It's big in the United States.
Why is it categorized as gambling?
I don't know. But you know, they make rules that serve as technicalities for government to like do weird stuff like prevent people from dancing or something.
Yeah, そうだね。まあ、まあ、大体あの古くてアップデートされてないっていうのが多いけどね、日本。
Yeah, so
it's mostly men who watch it.
Yeah, the esports stuff is really competitive. Like once you're 35 or something, you're probably too old to keep up. In terms of the speed,
so you're
of
not.
No, I'm fine. I've got. Now, people have gotten so good at first-person shooter games that I cannot hang with the elite level anymore. I
like no way, no chance.
Well, I was playing this PUBG game with my brother, and my brother is really good. My brother's ranked like fourth in the world or something.
Jeez.
He's obsessed.
プロじゃん.
He makes zero. He doesn't do anything about it. So he just kind of takes care of stuff. But just looking at the difference in like how serious people are and how much people study this stuff. It's super difficult, and it's not that fun at that level either.
Right.
It's all about performance. You know.
まあスポーツもそうだもんね。別にこうテニスの選手とかさ、ゴルフの選手とかさ、こうすごい真剣なんだよって別にびっくりしないもんね、誰も。
Yeah, they're not playing tennis for fun.
Yeah.
At that level.
それと一緒ってことだよね。まあその何億円とかの賞金かかったら、それは 真剣にやる人もいっぱいいるよね。
And gamers probably have a worse reputation than like tennis players. I mean, not pro, like, but
intense level ってこと?
Well, there's so many video compilations of people rage quitting.
Ah, yeah,
you know, like rage quit.
No,
it's like if you're playing, someone will be playing a game online, and things aren't going that well, and you kind of see that they're getting frustrated, and they're like, oh, and they're like, oh, that's so bullshit, and you know, that was lag. And you see people's psychology crumble.
Mm.
And then eventually they get killed and they're like, they're just swearing. Like, fuck. And they just smack. People like throw their controllers and they rage quit. You know, they just log off.
Hmm. But with, こういう公式な場だったら, do they have rules? Like you can't swear とか, you can't like talk shit about each other とか。なんか普通のスポーツもそうじゃん。なんかこう。
Mm.
何でも言っていいわ。テニスとかね、もうこの間も話題になったけどさ、セリーナ・ウィリアムズとか、まあなんか、そのジャッジしてる人に向かってこうね、fuck you とか言っちゃダメとかあるじゃん。なんかそういうルールあるのかね。
I've no idea. I mean, most of this stuff is just appearing.
Right.
Outside. I mean, Korea had it first with StarCraft. And it's just really getting started in other places. It's largely because of Twitch, because of YouTube, because of Fortnite. You know what Fortnite is, right?
I've heard of it.
It's like where people... It's like a colorful version of the PUBG game, but people parachute onto some island. There's 100 players. The last one alive wins.
Right.
And
like Battle Royale.
Yeah, there's been a huge wave of battle royal type games that are super popular, and people love to land on an island and kill every single other person on that island. It's like people love it.
That's nice, I guess.
it's crazy.
I don't really get it, but yeah, I mean that sounds fun. If you could, I mean, I suck at playing games, so like.
Are you good at
any
really
games? Appeal to me, but 牧場物語とか、あの Sims とかそういうなんかシミュレーションゲームみたいな、別に戦わないやつ、は、I like it.
Those are getting really popular too. I see people playing it on their phones, like they build some civilization.
Yeah.
And they like send boats somewhere or something.
Yeah.
I think.Men tend to gravitate more towards this FPS
war games, yeah,
war simulation type games, and
yeah, I don't.
Women gravitate more towards these more
peaceful ones.
It's more planned, so like, I feel like girls like managing stuff and planning stuff.In games, whereas guys are just moment to moment, you know, you spin around and you no scope someone in the head, and like that's the thrill.
Yeah, I don't want to get rushed.
No, girls are like,
I don't want to be
sliding
rushed.
Little colorful bubbles into other bubbles, and they're like,
hey, guys like, play that too. You're talking about Candy Crush.
Well,
guys play that all the time, but yeah, I mean, I for me personally, I don't want to get rushed, I don't want to kill people, I don't want to get killed. And I like, or strategy games like Catan とかさ、そういうカードゲームが元になってるアプリとかもあるから、それはいい、それは結構好き。Like the one where you have to think.
Yeah, guys like playing ones where you don't think as much, or you have to think really fast, and you die a lot.
Yeah.
Guys like dying a lot.
I don't want to die.
Most guys have died thousands and thousands of times
in
video games. It's just...
I
don't know what it is. I think part of it might be... they've done studies showing that men have slightly faster reaction times, which doesn't matter, you know, 99% of the time. But if you're playing these FPS shooter games where all it depends on is your reaction time...rather than strategizing and some of these other things, the more something is weighted on something like that, then I think it's going to skew more male.
Hmm.
Because if you can't if you're not having, if you're just getting killed over and over, you're going to play something else.
Yeah, you know? For sure. It's no fun. 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、Mac、iPad、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題今もやっています。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトでストアもあるのでぜひチェックしてみてください。Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。